From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Jokowi says police officers must work prudently to avoid public mistrust. Fate of G20 meeting rests on Indonesian diplomacy. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called on officers of the Indonesian police to work precisely and prudently so as to prevent a decline in public trust in the institution. The president's remarks were made while serving as inspector for the 76th Polisi Bhayangkara Day commemoration ceremony centered at the Police Academy campus in Semarang, Central Java on Tuesday. The president stated, as observed by online means on Tuesday, the president and the Indonesian people have pinned high hopes on the police as the institution has reached till the village level, thereby allowing officers to interact with residents on a daily basis. Next, we have Indonesia that will need to sharpen its diplomatic skills for the group of 20 foreign ministers meeting later this week to ensure productivity, experts have said, as 20 top diplomats from around the world descend on Bali to address several geopolitical concerns hindering global recovery effort. Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi confirmed recently the meeting this Friday and Saturday will include her counterparts from all G20 member states, in addition to representatives from 10 non-member countries and 10 international organizations. The last national news comes from Melanie Joly, Minister of Foreign Affairs from Canada, announced that she will be traveling to Bali, Indonesia from July 6 to the 9, 2022 to participate in the G20 Foreign Affairs Minister meeting. Based on a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday, at the meeting, Minister Joly will reaffirm Canada's staunch support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. In support of Indonesia's G20 agenda, Minister Joly will underscore Canada's steadfast commitment to working together to defend the rules-based international order, build resilient and inclusive economies, recover from the pandemic, advance women's equality and economic empowerment, and protect the environment for future generations. Now we move to the international news. Tokyo confirmed around 5,000 daily COVID-19 cases on Tuesday as the capital saw the number of infections more than double from a week earlier. Last Thursday, the Tokyo government raised the level of COVID-19 alert by a notch to the second highest on its four-level scale in response to a rise in infections for two consecutive weeks. Next, we have U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who will hold a rare meeting with China's foreign minister seeking to contain tensions, but will shun his Russian counterpart at a conference in Bali this week. Blinken will arrive Thursday in the Indonesian resort island for talks of foreign minister of the Group of 20, the club of major economies that still includes Russia, despite U.S.-led effort to isolate Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. A wild storm system that has pounded several parts of Sydney with torrential rain for 4 days has moved away from the city, satellite images showed on Wednesday, although rivers remain above danger levels, forcing more evacuation. More than 85,000 people in New South Wales, most in Sydney's western suburbs, have been asked to either evacuate or warned they might receive evacuation orders, up from Tuesday's 50,000. The last news comes from ASEAN Special Envoy on Myanmar, Prak Sokhon, was unable to meet with former civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi due to unspecified judicial procedures cited by the ruling State Administration Council. On a positive note, the Myanmar Task Force on ASEAN Humanitarian Assistance strongly welcomed Prime Minister Hun Sen's willingness to dispatch vaccination teams to the crisis-hit country to administer COVID-19 vaccines to its population. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesian Coffee Promotion Welcomed by Residents of Brunei Darussalam.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights improving bilateral relations among the two countries. Indonesia-Croatia holds political consultation meeting in Zagreb. In the frame to improve bilateral relations among the two countries, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia and Croatia have held a political consultation meeting at the Croatian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Europe Building, or MVEP, in Zagreb last July 4. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs delegation was led by the Director General of America and Europe, accompanied by the Indonesian Ambassador to Croatia and his staff. Meanwhile, the Croatian delegation is chaired by the MVEP, Director General of Politics, and consists of officials from the Asia-Oceania Division and the MVEP Bilateral Economic Cooperation Division. The meeting generally discussed the development of Indonesia-Croatia relations and cooperation in various fields, such as the economy, tourism, people-to-people contact, and defense and security. Also being discussed are issues in the region and globally of common concern, including the dynamic in Asians, the European Union, the Ukraine-Russia crisis, the situation in the Western Balkans, and mutual support in various international organization. Both parties will also encourage the holding of meeting at the levels of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, including on the sidelines of international meetings such as at UN General Assembly. Furthermore, as an effort to introduce Indonesia profile and priorities to Croatian official, the Director General of America and Europe also gave a public lecture at the MVEP Diplomatic Academy building, which was attended by around 40 people who were officials at MVEP and members of the Croatian Diplomatic Club. The topic raised in public lectures were about Indonesia's foreign policy, Indonesian position on the number of the current issues, and the role of the Indonesian presidency in the G20. This year's series of political consultation and public lecture activities coincided with the 30th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Croatia, which had been officially established since 2 September 1992. The two countries remain committed to continuously enhancing cooperation in various fields in the future. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. We start from an event on July 6, 1940 when Kemayoran Airport began to operate. Kemayoran Airport was the first airport in Indonesia which was open for international flights. The airport started being operated on July 6, 1940. The first aircraft, DC-3 Dakota, belonging to the Dutch East Indies Airlines, Ken ILM or Koninklijke Nederlandse Indies Luchtvaart Maatschappij, landed in Kemayoran Airport and took off from Cililitan Airport. The runway of Kemayoran Airport was built in 1934 and was officially opened on July 8, 1940. The airport slowly began to operate on January 1, 1983 and officially stopped operating on March 31, 1985 with the start of the transfer of flight activities to Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. Next event is that in 1975, Comoros obtained its independence. On July 6, 1975, Comoros, an island nation, which is located off the coast of Mozambique, Southeast Africa, proclaimed its independence from the French colony. The Comoros is inhabited by a majority Muslim population. Thereby, the people of this country agreed to establish an Islamic State or the Federal Islamic Republic of Comoros. The Comoros Island were initially controlled by the Arabs so that the Islamic religion spread there. Afterwards, the Comoros had been colonized by the Portuguese before finally being controlled by French since 1832. About a century and a half later, the struggle for the independence of the Comoros people achieved its results. On July 6, 1975, the Comoros Parliament passed a unilateral resolution declaring its independence. Thank you. The last event is that in 2007, the International Olympic Committee approved the establishment of the Youth Olympics. The Youth Olympics Games become a sporting event that is held every 4 years to complement the other Olympics and are participated in by athletes aged between 14 and 18 years. The Youth Olympics idea was initiated by the president of the International Olympic Committee, Jacques Roche, on July 6, 2007, at the 119th International Olympic Committee meeting in Guatemala, Central America. The participants of the session approved the proposal. The first Youth Olympiad was finally held for the first time in Singapore in 2010. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kilohertz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The World Bank Board of Directors had approved the $350 million loan. The loan approved on June 29, 2022 was to improve manpower development in Indonesia. This aims to support the Indonesian government's effort in protecting the people when they are losing income, increasing access to health services, preventing unhealthy lifestyle, and increasing government spending effectiveness. Quoting the World Bank press release on July 5, 2022, World Bank Country Director for Indonesia and Timor Leste, Satu Kakonen, said the program was the first manpower development policy loan of the World Bank in East Asia and Pacific. She explained the support recognized the strong commitment of Indonesia for developing the manpower further. She added, the program supports various reforms to help unleash the full potential of all Indonesian citizens. Through the funding, the World Bank will support the Indonesian government in improving pregnant mother nutrition and reducing stunting in children. The funding was aimed to reform the tuberculosis services and telemedicine use to improve access to health services in village and remote areas. The World Bank assessed that since 2010, Indonesia has been making significant improvements in reducing stunting, expanding social protection, moving to a universal health scope, and expanding students' participation in education. Human Capital Index, or HCI, of Indonesia, which assesses health and education contribution to the next working generation productivity, keep increasing from 0.50 to 0.54 between 2010 until 2020. Besides, the funding will support taxation moves to prevent smoking and tobacco use for better long-term health results. It also aimed to introduce jobless insurance with cash allowance and job-seeking services to support the workers and families in overcoming economic issues and natural disaster. The new funding was in line with the World Bank Country Partnership Framework for Indonesia in 2021-2025, especially in developing manpower by strengthening nutrition, health, and social protection. The Indonesian Manpower Development Policy funding aimed at some urgent challenges by supporting the main policy reform that improves manpower along the cycles of all Indonesians. The Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture will be the executive institution of the World Bank funding.
Salah. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdrijving van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
The land of Sumba is indeed endowed with a natural charm that is so beautiful and different from other natural beauty in Indonesia. The natural topography is dominated by a series of mountains and limestone hills, making the nature in East Sumba unique and exotic. And of course, it is different from other districts in East Nusa Tenggara. One of them is Wairinding Hill, the hill which has started being crowded with tourists since it has become one of the shooting locations for the film directed by Mira Lesmana in the film Pendekar Tongkat Emas. Does have a very beautiful hilly landscape. If you visit the land of East Sumba, you will feel like you have found a piece of heaven that lies between the hills. Wairinding is located in the village of Pambotajara, Pandawai district, or about 30 minutes from the downtown of East Sumba. This hill looks amazing with its vast grassland vegetation. Wairinding Hill is so beautiful and very enchanting. It makes the eyes of the visitors look at the hilly on and on. The vast expanse of savanna will be yellow during the dry season and green during the rainy season. Visiting Wairinding Hill in both seasons will certainly give a different impression. If visitors come in the dry season between July and October, the natural atmosphere there will be like being in Africa with its exotic savanna. It's different if visitors come in the rainy season. they will feel the atmosphere like in the hills of New Zealand when arriving at this hill. Wairinding Hill is an appropriate place for visitors who want to enjoy the silence and beauty that is still very natural. Visitors who want to visit Wairinding Hill can use travel services, public buses, or they can rent motor vehicles in Waingapu. Car rental rates range from 5,000 rupiah to 6,000 rupiah with a driver, while for motorbike rentals, it is around 100,000 rupiah per day. There are no supporting facilities around the location, and there is only a small shop on the outskirts. It is recommended for visitors who want to visit the hill to bring food supplies, especially drinks, because the weather in East Sumba is very hot during the day. That's Indonesian Wonder.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is about buying medicine at the pharmacy, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Siapa Nama Anda? Siapa Nama Anda? Which means, what is your name? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a pharmacy clerk. The clerk asks Dev's name, then Dev tells his name.
Maaf, siapa nama Anda?
Nama saya Dev Singh.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Siapa, siapa, which means who, but in this context means what. Nama Anda, nama Anda, which means your name. Siapa nama Anda, siapa nama Anda, which means what is your name. Siapa nama Bapak? Siapa nama Bapak? Which means, what is your name, sir? In the conversation, you hear the question, Siapa nama Anda? Siapa nama Anda? Which means, what is your name? In the question, there is a question word, Siapa? Siapa? Which means who? In this context, means what? If you want to ask someone's name, you can use the word siapa, siapa, which means who, in this context means what, followed by the word nama, which means name, and the pronoun or salutation. For example, bapa, bapa, which means sir. Besides in the beginning of the question, the word siapa, siapa, can also be placed in the end. Let's listen to the other examples of asking someone's name. Siapa, siapa, which means who, in this context means what. Nama Anda siapa, nama Anda siapa, which means what is your name. Nama dia siapa, which means what is his name. The surname of Indonesian people is not always family name. For example, Ius Yusuf. Yusuf is not certainly a family name. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Maaf, siapa nama Anda?
Nama saya Dev Singh.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Tak berharap temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda. Waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Central Java entitled Dondong Opo Salak. The song Dondong Opo Salak is a song of kids' game. This song was popularized by an actor, a singer, and a song composer, namely Chris Biantoro, in 1970s. The lyrics of the song are about a boy who joins his mom to go to market. The boy is advised not to be noisy and naughty. The mother will give bread and peanuts. Well, listener, here is the song Dondong Opo Salak by Helen Sparinga. Enjoy!
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.